Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Oh, this is the instrumental version. Thought there'd be something about nine smoking weed or...
After we get some saying,
rise,
beer. guys.
Nine is high. Matt's got a beard.
This was always one of my favorites just because I like that beat a lot.
Well, Dan in Columbia heard what I said the other day about, Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you at 7:08. If I don't do that, I'll get bitched at later.
Yeah.
I got to tell you what time it is. You have no idea what time it is. He said he heard what I said about a lot of the songs that he makes about the show. The parody songs are always about, you know, fat boy eating, me wearing sunglasses, having a beard, having diabetes, nine smoking weed, and the dog... the cat, they made humpteen songs about your cat. Paige, they just center around, certain parts of her body. Just not fair.
Yeah.
So he said, what are some other things I can do? I'm like, well, golly, man, we've been he's listened for like 12, 13 years. That's like, there's way more to us than just that.
But he's been listening for most of the history of the show.
Make some songs about... Fat Boy been in college for 15 years.
Yeah.
16 years.
16 years, yeah.
Make some songs about Nine being metal AF now.
All right, man.
AF.
Make some songs about Paige being a movie star.
I wouldn't go that far.
With me, it's still just, you know, diabetes, beard, and sunglasses.
No,
that's
it's
really
not.
Just it. And being a conspiracy theorist / paranormal.
Yeah.
Paranoid. if you missed that earlier, I like what Zenny called it on Twitter. I literally just saw this. Let me like it. She said, "Happy Radioversary to
That's
us."
Sweet.
Radioversary.
She's so clever.
Radioversary.
It is. Radioversary is a nice way to put it.
I do like that, but I do think it sounds more cool to say season 17, episode 1.
Season 17.
And it's not like a half season. Like, Pawn Stars will say it's season 23, and you're like, what? They've been on TV for that long?
Yeah.
They do half seasons.
Yeah.
This is 17 full seasons.
Yeah.
The longest-running episodic radio show on 93.3 The Planet.
Look, ER and CSI only had 15 seasons apiece.
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah. January 15th, 2003, we went on the radio for the very first time as the Rise Guys Morning Show. In fact, at the beginning, it wasn't even called the Rise Guys. It was just called the 93.3 The Planet Morning Show.
Yeah.
That's it?
That was it.
Oof.
It was the 93.3 The Planet. Yeah, because that was before we went to New Rock 93.3 The Planet. And then we're just back to 93.3 The Planet.
Yep. You know what show had 17 seasons?
Which show... had 17 seasons.
Dallas.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. I just thought this was interesting. P1, I think it's Cellini, P1 Cellini, said, interesting. You guys' show started when the Iraqi war started, when we invaded Iraq. And now look, 17 years later, back again.
Yep.
Somebody texted in, this should actually be season 18, right?
Who was the jerk off that said that? Trying to correct
somebody on text. You've completed 17 seasons.
Well, so this is. Well, that sounds.
I know it gets confusing because it's like the WrestleManias.
Yeah, I wish they'd quit that too. Like, oh, Super Bowl LIII is coming up.
Yeah, stop.
Like, what? I forget what the L is. 50?
No, it was LIV this time.
Is it LIV?
Is it 54 or 5?
I think it's Super Bowl LIV.
It's Super Bowl Live.
Live. Yeah. Yeah.
Go with the Roman numeral still.
Yeah, that's the one. Hard Rock Stadium. February 2nd, 2020.
Hot almighty.
With Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
Well, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's great to see that something that going in, dude, it didn't look like it had a whole lot of legs, to be honest. I mean, we have worked our butts off, but we've also been very, very lucky to have. And I'm not kowtowing or trying to blow smoke up your ass or anything. I'm being very, very honest and saying because of. It's referred to as the whole grassroots effort, but that's what it was. It's that we did not have billboards in 17 or 18 seasons, whatever we'll say. We've had two billboards, and one of them was to promote a charitable effort, which I'm not saying that doesn't count, but it's never been like any hardcore advertising.
Yeah.
There was one TV commercial ever. The only reason I really remember that is because we filmed it in a place that used to be where Nine used to live. And I remember it's like, oh, yeah, that's where I picked him up or took him home the first time.
Yep.
Over there in Berria.
Yeah, man.
But it's the effort of y'all. And not, again, it's not any kind of sentimental moment where, oh, it's all because, you know, like when you see Kelly Clarkson get up there and says, I do this for the fans. I do this for you. And I do this for a paycheck. We do it for a paycheck, but it's awesome as hell that people are into it.
Yeah, it truly is. That's what makes it fun.
I mean, that's what makes it fun. And to know that we've the whole word of mouth and then, you know, social media being the powerhouse that it is for us, it's fantastic. So I can't say it enough, and I'll say it throughout the end of the show. Thank you to everybody who's had a hand in it.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all didn't listen, we would have been blank canned years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I want to ask, because I got a couple questions. So you know when it started, when it was going to happen. So was there ever a point where it almost got killed, like, hey, this is done? Either management or whatever is like, you know what? It's not going to work out.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so it was strong the whole way through.
I'm sure they had those conversations at some point. Not involving any of us.
Yeah. Yeah, not to my knowledge was that ever a thing.
Hey, come on, Fat Boy. You've worked here plenty long enough to know that any conversations like that, they don't tell you anything about that until they're firing you.
Well, I knew you guys were a different company back then, so I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, it was. But
what was there ever a point where you were like, yeah, it was cool. I did it. I was in radio, but maybe it's not for me. Or did you ever question, like, you know, if you're going to keep doing it?
No. No. Hell no, because again, I mean, it's a paycheck. The other thing is, you know, like I watch my, you know, my dad work in a textile mill and then have to work at night also. Same with my mom. Mm-hmm. You know, she worked at a textile
Heddle.
Hey, mom. Yep. She worked at Steel Heddle. And then directed music on Sundays and Wednesdays at church. She was a music director. And so, but then here I am just getting to just talk on the radio and have a whole lot of fun doing it. I mean, it's awesome. It's great. Never in a million years when I would talk into the TV to my friends thinking they could hear me, did I ever think that I would actually talk into a microphone and people would hear me. It's the damnedest thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a privilege to do this for a living.
Yeah.
And we don't seem to lose track of it. It's a privilege to have this job.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But it's crazy how the world's changed. It's crazy how everything's changed. It's crazy that we introduced podcasting to the upstate, and that is not like hoity-toity. Like, we paid for our podcast.
Yeah, so we could get the show out there.
So we could get the show out there. Like, yep. The company, we paid for it monthly and uploaded it daily and everything. And it was like, what, the podcast? Like, people aren't going to download that stuff. And we were the first show in the upstate of South Carolina introducing to introduce podcasting to, you know, upstate radio. And that was a wise move. But any other questions, Fat Boy?
I just wonder,
you seem
like,
to be really hard thinking this.
Yeah, Fat Boy's
I love it, though.
Serious Fat Boy.
Like, I remember when I came in, like, around late part of 07, 08, right around there. That was maybe the tail end of not really unrestricted radio, but you felt like you had a lot more freedoms. There definitely wasn't a whole lot of PC.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys were there early when it was pretty much like a wild, wild west. You could do whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the Janet Jackson thing was...
That's what killed it.
That was right after the show began.
Yeah, but that's pulled back a lot more. It was more a lot of this bits and stunts and things like that were a little more wild because there wasn't the thoughts of insurance and stuff. And then you had the radio show who did the bit and the person drowned.
Yeah.
Died. Yeah. And that was the other edict that came down. It's like, nope, we actually need to look at this in a different way. And that was, look, I'm glad. Because we would have killed each other.
We blew
each other with fireworks and all this crap over the years. And
we kept upping the ante, so it was kind of good to not be able to do all that anymore.
Kinda. Yeah.
Wait, you guys, all right, here's what you can do now that you can get away with. You can go talk and be funny.
Like,
all right, we'll try.
You're different people now, so you wouldn't do the same things, obviously, because you've grown. But, I mean, we're talking about 9 hitting lemons in the traffic.
Yeah.
Causing a wreck. I mean, I remember listening to Drunk Girl Fridays.
Oh, my gosh.
And then maybe you'd catch a picture, you know, of you might see a topless woman in the studio.
There used to be, well, hell, even in this studio, in this building, there's been a good many naked women, just not in the last 7-8 years as much.
And naked men, we used to do strip trade-offs.
Yeah, Fatboy's been butt naked in this studio before.
Several times.
Yeah, yeah.
I just remember it was, like, from a listening standpoint, it was so wild that, like, I knew a couple people, like, hey, I know who that person is, like a Drunk Girl Friday.
Yeah.
And then you would see stuff and hear stuff from people that, you know, you never would have heard before.
Drunk Girl Friday was the thing where it evolved into what is now known as Backstage Pass, which is available for both men and women, and you don't even have to drink. And we'd send a limo to your house for the drunk girls, or, you know, sober at that point, pick them up, and then we had a sponsorship with a local bar where they would set up a bar in the corner of the studio, and the girls would sit there and drink all morning. We'd have them do tongue twisters and, you know, interject on the show, and toward the end, and then,
it was my time.
And it got incredibly wild.
There were stories of things happening in the limo, and then one of them really got sick and threw up all over the bathroom, the ladies' room, and that was, other employees were complaining. That kind of shut that down.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
Were you surprised that 9 lasted as long as he did? Because he was making no money. I mean, coming every day for, like, literally $0. Like, so maybe you would thought at some point, like, he can't keep doing it every day. He's going
to
quit.
I got paid to drive that truck around that we gave away, an hourly rate.
The truckload of summer fun?
Yeah. Really? And one time I got paid to drive a van around and drop off registration boxes at literally every Spink station in the upstate for an oldie station.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
When I was 18, visited it in 2 days. I went to every single Spink store and dropped off a registration box.
Oh, my gosh.
I never thought about that because when, prior to the Rise Guys, when I was doing, my weekend show, 9 was in there with me as intern 9 at that, or whatever, out of intern James, intern Jimmy. And, He knew at that point that I was working without a paycheck for a while, and we kind of solidified a little bit of a foundation, like, we're going to do some kind of radio show down the road. And then I remember Mark Hendricks comes to town to take over.
Oh, yeah.
And he did one-on-ones, and he's like, so, Matt, what do you see yourself doing? I was like, I want to have my own morning show. And he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, I thought it was a joke. Really? All you do is talk about wrestling. You want to do a show? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll write that down. And I'm, you know.
So you didn't get nervous about the one suspension that was in this building with a certain act? With the little person in the the musical act.
That wasn't our fault.
I can't remember exactly what happened.
The midget stripper yeah. who got naked out in the parking lot.
The present that went awry.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was on him. That was on him.
You weren't nervous at all? Because I remember the rally. It was on TV. There was a rally downtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
It's been so long ago. I mean, if there was a chance that my job was on the line, hell yeah, I would have been scared to death.
Now, there was no backup plan. Like, even when you started the show, you're like, because you weren't sure it was going to work. You didn't want to go back to porn.
Well, listen, I delivered dirty magazines to gas stations. I worked for a company called Anderson News, and I delivered dirty magazines.
Yeah, it was porn delivery.
Mom and pop gas stations.
God, this should be a podcast. Uncut, your thoughts, uncensored.
Yeah.
For my first episode.
I would totally do that, but if I could freely talk, if I could talk without any filters, I would totally do that in a heartbeat. It would probably...
I know, man.
It's so freeing.
That's what sucks about you. Got to consider like other pasts and different people and parts, and like I can't say certain things.
Have you thought at any point during your Fatboy? Let's do this. It's a collective, so you're talking as though you're not in the group. Just because you wasn't here since day one doesn't count. You're here. 2004. You're my daddy's pallbearer. I mean, you're in the collective.
You're pretty solidified here.
Yeah, but have you ever at any point thought that was the end for you?
Yeah, I was at that point. I was like, I gotta.
You had done something that you were gonna get blank canned for?
I was like, I'm not making. I was making a little bit of money when I lost the job with the hot tubs.
Yeah,
Mark was good to me, and he said, come in here, and I'll pay you as much as I can pay you, which ended up being 20, 30 hours a week or whatever, but it still wasn't enough.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm gonna have to get something else. Like, not even doing this part time too. I'm like. I thought I was done, would have to leave. But then other things worked out to where, a spot opens up. And
yeah.
And it's just luck, man. You can't even, count on it or explain how it was going to happen.
We should do a P1 family reunion.
We should. P1 family reunion would be great.
Former members of the show, listeners, people that have, there'd be so many good things that would come from that. It'd be great.
We're going to Lakeside Park, P1 family reunion.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get all these phone calls. I would love to see if we can find somebody that's listened since day one, absolutely since day one, that's listened to all 17 or 18, whatever damn year it is, seasons of the show. That would be great. We'll get to your calls, 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys.
No better way to start your day.
And come with the show with the daily podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. Season 18, episode 1, celebrating 17 years of being on the show, being the show, being on the radio. We went on the air January 15th, 2003.
Yeah, 17th anniversary means we enter season 18 of TRG.
Season 18, episode 1.
Yeah.
There we go. You waited for the prequel. You wait for that. It's going to be us when we were kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's
the Poe Mills Show.
Yeah, the Poe Mills Show. We're doing some open phones, 1-800-774-0093. Fatboy says line 4 will make us feel old. It's P1 Skinny Man. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Why are you going to make us feel old?
Man, look, y'all started this show when I was 10 years old.
You sound like a grown man, though. You sound like you're about 27.
I'm about to be 28.
Ah, hell.
Good God.
Stop it.
So you were P1 Skinny Boy when this whole thing started, and now you've blossomed into P1 Skinny Boy.
I didn't even know at that time. I couldn't even have told you I didn't understand what half the stuff y'all had going on was. But I remember, when y'all was doing War of the Roses. My dad's what got me on y'all. He used to listen to y'all every day. That's what turned me on to y'all. He'd be telling me to get out of school. Man, I ain't getting out of this car. Just Water Roses on. This shit's funny.
Hey,
You still don't know you can't cuss on the radio.
Still don't know you can't cuss on the radio. Thank you, skinny man. Have a good morning.
And then there was that.
That's rule number one. Well, maybe not rule number one. One of the rules of being a P1 is please don't cuss when you call live radio. The FOF line, that's fine, but when you call in. But I get it. The S word, I use it probably every 5-6 words.
Did you slip a bunch when you first started?
The first time that I ever cussed accidentally, well, in general, on the radio, I dropped a big one.
Oh, this one was bad.
Oh, yeah. On me.
I called 9 a mother blanker, and it went over the air.
Yeah,
the damn most critical one.
Someone knocked
what?
On you. Though.
Some things never change. Oh, here's a treat for everybody. Let's go to the celebrity hotline. Good morning.
Morning.
You don't even have to say a word.
No, yeah. Somebody like, who? Wait, I don't know it yet. Now you do.
What are you guys up to?
What's up, Jeff Lewis?
Oh my gosh!
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Happy 7th anniversary.
Hey, well, thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah. How old is that baby now?
He is 13 months.
Wow.
Yeah. He's gonna bite you.
Yeah. He already is.
He's already by it.
Running, talking, he's awesome. He's doing amazing.
Good. Is that one of those things where you say, I'm going to raise him to be a wrestler?
He already is. It's already in his blood.
Yeah,
so.
You're already getting some booking for him.
That's always a given.
Yeah. You teaching him Russian yet?
No, not yet. I'm getting there.
Are you learning Russian yet?
I am.
Because Jeff is now... Jeff is now the nephew of wrestling legend Nikita Koloff.
This is Jeff Lewis Neil Koloff.
What is it? So you're Jeff Lewis Koloff or Jeff Lewis Neil Koloff?
No, I am just Neil Koloff.
I don't like that.
Neil Koloff.
Matt doesn't approve.
Now, what about Neil Kita?
My idea.
Neil Kita.
It was not my idea. It was Nikita's idea.
Neil Kita.
Well,
Neil Kita Koloff.
Neil Kita. I like Neil Kita.
Neil Kita's good.
Neil Kita.
Yeah. Oh,
I miss you.
You don't worry about going out the way we feel about Russia, going out and portraying a Russian wrestler when you go out and do wrestling matches?
Well, I had a knife pulled on me a couple weeks ago in Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably by the promoter.
No, it was by a fan.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fun. It was right before the NWA, so that was great.
Yeah.
So, swinging the chain around, told the guy if he reached in his pocket again, it was going to break his freaking arm.
Well, God bless America. Well, Jeffrey, good to hear from you, man. And we'll...
Thank you.
It's good to talk to you. It's good to hear
from you. Good to talk to you guys, too.
Yeah.
Tell Fatboy I'm calling human resources on him.
Well, get in line, buddy.
That was me.
We don't have one of those anymore.
Yeah.
HR department.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. Jeff Lewis, Neil Koloff. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Shatota.
Shatota.
That's fun.
Look at Jeffrey.
You can hear him Sunday nights.
It's just wild to think. Yeah. Like, he was our assistant producer, and now he's a dad. Like, that guy is a father.
Do you remember how he came on?
Yes.
Now he was forced on us, but he grew on us.
I remember meeting him at the G spot downtown.
The Sprout.
The Shoots.
Full effect back then.
The Shoots.
The Shoots. He would dress like he walked out of an Affliction catalog, and he would wear those ankle boots for men. And the heel fell off of one of them, and he taped it back on, and it was so awesome.
Got this great guy.
We got time for what do we need to do?
Yeah, you can work one in.
This guy is a legendary P1. P1 burning rubber. What's that, Ricky Harden?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I've listened since day one, man. I was in 11th grade.
Yeah, now Ricky's old as hell, too.
Yeah.
Got two kids. It's been forever ago.
Yeah, your voice sounds very familiar. Back from Friday's show. Did you call Friday's show?
No.
Oh, okay. There was a guy on the FOF line that sounded just like you. Yeah, so you were how old when this show started, Ricky?
17.
And you're how old now?
34.
34 years old, that was right. I wanted to see if I was going to catch you in a lie there.
Yeah, see if we do some math.
God bless America.
I love the idea of a podcast that goes behind the scenes and kind of recaps the whole show. I only wish that you could talk about everything. That would make it awesome.
If we get the corporate entities to come together and say that, then I'd do it in a heartbeat. But I want to be able to freely speak.
Yeah.
Freely.
Yes, absolutely. That's the condition.
All right.
I'm excited to watch you drive on Facebook later for 2 hours.
I'll be there.
All right. So P1 Burning Rubber, thank you, sir, and appreciate you listening, bro. All right. Have a good morning. Bye. Oh, that's wonderful. Wow, you know when you see these texts from people who've been listening forever, they're saying to tickle their boot heels.
Oh, my gosh.
God, I hated that so bad. Yeah. That was one of those things where it called on. I was like, God, I hate that.
Why did I have to catch on?
Oh, God.
Luckily, most of those people have died of old age by now.
Yeah, or incarcerated, one of the two. All right. Let's take a break. We come back. More Rise Guys as we enter into season 18, taking calls from people that are making us feel old and reminiscing about the old days. This is the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
On your phone, download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:48. We're doing open phones, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. 17 years ago today, we went on the air for the first time. So season 18, episode 1 is today.
Yes.
And we've been hearing from bunches and bunches of P1s, legendary P1s. Jeff Lewis Neal called in.
He did.
Former associate producer, air quotes, of the show. Who's now a daddy and is Russian now. What an update that was. Speaking of legendary P1s, he's also in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's P1 Gore-Tex. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Legendary you are, sir. Good morning to you. I can remember some of your earliest calls into the show.
Oh, yeah.
You had a horrible phone connection. I remember that.
Yeah.
That
We have a horrible phone connection right now.
I can tell.
Yeah, it's not good. What are you? You sound like you're driving a big beer truck.
I'm in a big beer van.
Oh, okay.
Beer van.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What are you, down off in the woods between Anderson and Greenwood?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy anniversary. I just wanted to have some memories I had, from Friday night or Fridays in the studio and big ass golf outing.
Oh, yeah.
Concerts and the announcement of my first daughter.
I remember that, too.
Yeah.
You actually called your wife and told her that she was pregnant. She was not aware.
Yeah.
I remember that call. It was first of its kind.
You guys have a great day.
You too, Gore-Tex. Seriously, man, we appreciate you very, very much.
Appreciate y'all, man.
All right, my
Keep
friend.
Keep doing what you do.
You got it. Right, as long as they'll pay us. I'd be glad to sit here and run my mouth.
Yep.
I missed the golf tournament, man.
That was fun.
You missed the social event of driving motorized vehicles while drinking.
Yeah,
you don't just reminisce about the golf itself.
You could hit a few balls if you wanted to.
The cool thing about our
$200 a person,
our big ass golf tournaments were unlike any other. We would have a hole where you would have to actually wear beer goggles, which were these huge like trifocal glasses to hit the ball.
The ones they take to schools and stuff to tell kids why it's bad to drink.
We would dress in camo or some kind of Heely suit, and with an air horn and sneak up behind people.
Yep.
It was. Balls to the wall. It was, but we hate golf. It wasn't a natural fit for us.
Yeah.
It just
wasn't. Don't care for playing golf. I don't watch golf.
The only one who played was Fat Boy.
Fat Boy likes to drive. He's like me. We go up the road to Top Golf and hit balls, but nobody. We're not fans of the short game.
Uh-uh.
Do you miss the P1 cruise, Fat Boy? The P1 party cruise to the Bahamas?
No.
We literally took a boat from Charleston, South Carolina, to the Bahamas, full of P1s.
Yeah.
There were a couple of fun stories off that boat, but overall, maybe not, because I got seasick a lot. And I saw one of the guys who used to work here the way he talked to his kid, and that kind of turned me off, too. So there was almost a fight.
Good
on
God.
That boat.
Yeah. I don't even know about that.
Who almost got in a fight? You and a guy?
Yeah, I was going to get real.
I did not know this.
Yeah, he was just being a real dick to his kid.
Really?
The entire weekend.
Was it because there were no trees for him to gnaw on the boat?
It might have been.
Wow. Huh. Let's talk. We're doing open phones. Let's talk to Brian on line 4. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's going on?
How much, sir? How are you?
Good, good. I just want to wish y'all a happy birthday because today is also my birthday.
Well, we were not born today.
No.
Well, our radio-versary.
So you said today's your birthday as well? Do you happen to be on the same cell phone plan with P1 Gore-Tex? The connections are horrible.
He's right in the back of the van.
Are you in the back of the beer van right now,
Brian?
Going
down 252 with Gore-Tex?
Well, I'm in a van, actually.
All right, Brian, happy birthday to you, sir, and thanks for the kind... I think you said kind words, but even if you didn't, thank you anyway.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
All right.
You too. There's too many people on the Wi-Fi networks now, or whatever's going on. How is it in 2020 we can live stream video all over the world, but then when somebody calls in the radio show, it's like,
hey, guys, what's up? I was just going to say that... I've been listening. Actually, my mom would put the headphones on her belly and let me listen while I was inside. I was only 4 months old at that point.
It's true.
Aww. Almost didn't make it, but I did.
Good Lord, the phones. All right, let's go to P1. Oh, man, P1 Argo. God.
Oh, man, I haven't heard from Argo.
I'm about
to
blast
ages.
From the past. Good morning, Argo.
Good morning, Pissies.
How you been doing?
Oh, my gosh.
I've been doing good. Just working, and keeping it alive. Listening to y'all every morning.
You know, I'll think about people, folks like you, that, you know, we haven't, you know, heard from in a while, and I sometimes think, God, did we say something that pissed them off? But, so you still listen, just maybe not able to call in as much.
Oh, yeah. Well, I work from sun up to sun down, so I don't get a whole lot of time to call it in. But
yeah,
I want you to know that I am happy y'all are enjoying your 18th anniversary, and keep it tickling.
Tickle it, guys. What is it that way?
I just remember a couple of Argo stories, like one time he drove by us with his ass hanging out, which was awesome.
That was the best.
He mooned
the
us.
Ass,
he
I
called
mean.
Us and said, look out the window. And they drove by, he and a workmate. And
he had his ass out.
He had his ass hanging out the window.
Yeah, he was in a van as well.
That's talent.
Everybody's in vans.
And then the other time, we all went to MMA together.
Get my number off air and hit me up sometime. We'll tickle it another time.
Fantastic. Jonathan Argo, have a good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, you too.
Argo's fun, man.
We all went to MMA together at the convention.
You just hung up on him and didn't take his number down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to put him on hold. Call back, man.
There's some CVM text line 72341 action. Been listening damn near every blanking morning since day one. Love you guys. That's from Moai.
Oh, that's
from Sibelia.
Okay, so let me read another text that I got. I've listened since day one. I remember hearing the show and thinking, what the F is this?
Oh, no.
Attorney Raw Binary.
Yeah.
And now.
Legendary.
You know what the F this is, Rob? This is a takeover.
Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you something. The latest winter numbers came out. The company won't gloat about this, which I don't understand why, but I will.
We killed it.
Killed it.
Y'all like us, and we appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
We like y'all, too.
Absolutely.
That sounded like the water boy. Something about Vicky Valley.
About my
except y'all don't let us touch your boobies.
Yeah, well, that's next.
Wow. That's weird.
Men 18 to 34 love us. Men 18 to 49 love us. Men 25 to 54 love us. Men and women 25 to 54 love us.
Yeah.
We need to work on the silver sneakers.
We do.
That's the only demo that we're not number one in by a long shot.
We're
and it's because of y'all.
We're not over here saying, okay, boomer, y'all might as well tune in to us.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll be... you know,
we won't be boomers. We'll be that old.
Oh man, P1 Iron Horse.
Oh yeah, man.
You know what? When I close my eyes and think of you, P1 Iron Horse.
I know
Horse,
what you're gonna say.
I think of Marilyn Manson on Halloween
with a tray full of shots at the old Wild Wing downtown.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's been a long time ago, guys.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what sticks out most to me, though. You know, I've played a lot of games with you guys, and I remember back when you guys were on Stone Avenue. I was playing for, I don't remember what concert tickets they were for, but we had to put Bengay in our underwear and run up and down the road.
Yeah.
And that one contest sticks out more to me than anything else because I was miserable that entire day.
That was the Bengay 5K.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
We could never do that now, and it's perfect.
Oh, no. But P1 Iron Horse, Fatboy put in the phone screen thing here, you're the greatest game player ever in the history of the show. I think.
No, I don't know.
I think it's P1 Travis Barker.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who you're close friends with.
P1 Splash and Bumpkins is coming up on that.
Oh, yeah. Happy Slappy, too.
Like, you know how Jeopardy's doing the GOAT tour, or they just concluded that with the three? I would love to see P1 Iron Horse versus P1 Travis Barker versus P1 Splashing Blumpkins versus P1 Happy Slappy in some kind of tournament of champions.
Let's do it.
The ultimate tournament of champions.
Though, you know who's the guy who's been listening forever? He's playing the golf tournaments, but every time he plays a game, he wins it some damn how. If you can figure out who I'm talking about.
Man, whenever you say golf tournament, I think of Jake Break immediately.
Yeah.
No?
What?
Yeah, I know you got it.
God, I can't think. I can see his face. Had a little tinge of a mullet.
Yeah, it did. But
tell me.
Didn't have much on top. Yard dog.
Sort of disturbed last summer.
Every time he plays a game, he wins, man.
All right, Iron Horse.
Fun golf bag, too.
Iron Horse. Well, we have your phone number, I'm sure, in the system because you've won so much stuff. But I want to work on the Tournament of Champions with you against all those folks we just mentioned.
Yeah, we can get in touch with Iron Horse. He's on my Facebook.
Yeah. And thanks for listening all these years, my friend. We appreciate you.
Hey, happy anniversary, guys.
All right, thanks, brother. Appreciate you. That was crazy.
Oh, man.
That was fun.
He and I had a threesome with Marilyn Manson on Halloween is what I was thinking about.
Weird. It's been a long time ago.
Yeah. No, he was dressed as Marilyn Manson, and I think actually won the costume contest. His son of a bitch wins everything.
He bought us a lot of shots that night.
Yeah. Trays full.
Trays full of shots. Those little wing baskets full of shots.
Yeah. All right. We got it. A lot of things have happened over the last 17 years, or even after the last 2 hours. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we got to talk about a performance that you're going to see at the Grammys that's kind of like a flashback from maybe your childhood. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. We're going to eat grilled hot dogs and sliced potatoes like a throwback to my childhood. We get to live in a four-room meal house, too?
Yeah, we can.
All right.
It's like a reality
show.
Sounds
good. Poe Mill, here we come. It's the Rise Guys.
Do you know what upstate troopers, teachers, and towel centers all have in common? They all listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.